This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. The television drama was reborn in the late 90s, and you could say it came of age in the last decade. HBO led the way, and other cable networks have followed suit. On these channels, at least, high ratings are no longer the only thing executives care about. They've given writers like David Chase and David Simon the time and the money to create stories critics call novelistic. Journalist Brett Martin says that today TV is the place we turn to for big, complicated stories. Martin's the author of a new book about what he calls television's third golden age, an age, he argues, that's ongoing. The book is Difficult Men, behind the scenes of a creative revolution from The Sopranos and The Wire to Mad Men and Breaking Bad. Brett Martin, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
So this is a book about a golden age of television, a golden age that really starts with The Sopranos on HBO. And that's an era that owes a great deal to a man who died a couple of weeks ago now. That's James Gandolfini, the actor who played Tony Soprano.
Sure. I think we've had a chance to revisit the beginnings of this era that I'm talking about. To me, it's impossible to overestimate the degree to which The Sopranos began this revolution. And I'd say that it's become clear that it's very hard to overestimate the degree to which James Gandolfini's role in The Sopranos made that possible.
Yeah, the Sopranos was something different. I just wonder, how did that new kind of drama come about?
Well, you had a confluence of events all leading to one place, which was that the creation of a television in which the one god of television, which had always been ratings, no longer mattered. And so you had huge proliferation of cable channels. You had televisions that were beautiful to watch. You had technology like the DVR, or at that time DVDs, that allowed serialization to take place. You could catch up with a story that was going on and on and on. And for all those reasons, suddenly, there were places like originally HBO and then other networks that followed that recognized that quality and identity might be more important than numbers.
So a lot of credit goes to HBO, a channel that for a long time had just been airing movies, full-length movies made in Hollywood. What prompted them to look at the TV show as something they wanted to put on their channel?
Well, I think presciently they looked ahead and said, this movie business isn't going to be very good for very long. There's a lot of other ways that movies come into people's homes, as we've seen. And how are we going to stay alive? How are we going to be something that people even know about? And the answer was creating original programming.
You have network executives that seem to give the people who are creating these shows an incredible amount of latitude, a lot of money, really, to be very creative. And I just wonder, did they make that money back? Are these shows at all profitable? Is HBO making money off these shows? Is AMC making money off of Mad Men?
You know, I can't answer definitively the you know, I have not seen the ledgers, and I don't know the actual numbers involved. I do know that it's incalculably valuable on some level. Whether Mad Men itself makes AMC money or not, AMC exists because of Mad Men and can do The Walking Dead, which is a huge hit because of Mad Men. You would not know what AMC was without it.
So HBO does a lot to create this genre, and other channels catch on. FX build shows that are kind of in the mold of what HBO did. We see that then with AMC, TNT. Why is it that the traditional networks, the broadcast networks, haven't changed how they go about creating dramas on their networks?
Well, they've tried, I think, and it's really hard to do with their economic model. Network gave it its best shot with a great show called Friday Night Lights, which never could survive. And I think NBC was valiant in trying to make it work, but it, you know, because it had the expectations of what a network show would do, it just could not survive. You still need too many viewers, and that's the key to these shows, is that you can do a show on cable and on HBO, there's value there that isn't directly tied to how many eyeballs you've got on the show.
Just lastly here, you don't put an end date on this golden age. Indeed, it seems like it continues. Many of these shows are still on the air. Do you think that the end is in sight? Do you think that this will continue for a while?
I liken it to a gas flame going on, which is that when it's first being lit, it's really, you know, bright and kind of spectacular. And you can see that in the first wave of shows at HBO, at the first wave at FX, at AMC, and so on. And then you can stay lit and burn solidly. But once you've had success, it's very hard to act as though you have no stakes anymore, which is sort of what the magic dust in this is. That's the bad news. The good news is that there's an ever-increasing and ever-expanding universe of channels, of places that will need to do this. And that that imperative is going to pop up somewhere, and I believe that good work is going to come out of it.
Brett Martin, his new book is Difficult Men, Behind the Scenes of a Creative Revolution from The Sopranos and The Wire to Mad Men and Breaking Bad. Thanks, Brett.
Thank you so much.